Hello, and welcome to this recording brought to you by the British Council.
Spotlight on England.
The symbols of England. Well, one of England's symbols that you will recognise from football shirts around the world is the St George's Cross, a red cross on a white background. This is the English flag, and it's also incorporated into the Union Jack, the flag of Great Britain. The design for the flag can be traced back to the 11th century, when the English soldiers taking part in the Holy Crusades used to wear it into battle, although it was not until 1277 that the flag was officially declared the national flag of England. They adopted the cross at the same time as they adopted St George himself to be the patron saint of England. He was actually a 4th century Christian martyr. St George's Day on April the 23rd is England's national day, but it's not widely celebrated. Let's move on to plants and flowers. While Wales has the daffodil and the leek, Scotland the thistle and Northern Ireland the shamrock, England's flower is, of course, the rose. Everybody talks about the English rose. We are used to seeing the red rose as an insignia on the England national rugby team's shirts, and it is this red rose that we usually associate with England. But the white rose is also linked to England and is used on different occasions. When we sometimes refer to a certain type of woman as being an English rose, we are talking about an unflawed complexion, fair skin, and a faint blush of pink about the cheeks, the colours of the roses that we find in gardens all over the nation. Besides a cross and a rose, England also has a third symbol, the three lions. Once again, the national football team wears the three lions on the pitch, and so does the English national cricket team, of course. And what about music, you may ask? Isn't there a national anthem? Well, England doesn't have an official anthem of its own, but over the years the hymn Jerusalem has become associated with the nation and has taken on the role of national anthem. We hear it played at sporting events and even at royal weddings or funerals. Jerusalem was originally written in 1804 as a poem by William Blake, and the music was composed later by Hubert Parry in 1916. It might be fitting to end this talk by listening to the words of what has become England's national hymn. Jerusalem. And did those feet in ancient time walk upon England's mountains green? And was the holy Lamb of God on England's pleasant pastures seen? And did the countenance divine shine forth upon our clouded hills? And was Jerusalem builded here among these dark satanic mills? Bring me my bow of burning gold. Bring me my arrows of desire. Bring me my spear. O clouds, unfold. Bring me my chariot of fire. I will not cease from mental fight, nor shall my sword sleep in my hand till we have built Jerusalem in England's green and pleasant land.
We hope you've enjoyed this recording. To find out more about the British Council and the services we offer, contact your local British Council office or go to www.britishcouncil.org. Bye for now.